Hello, deserving listeners. We got an email from patron Paul asking us to talk about adult ADHD. He's a counselor in the UK, and he wanted me to talk about undiagnosed adult ADHD. He wants to hear about the effects on relationships, employment, the late diagnosis itself, and the subsequent acceptance, and then the reframing of their history, which is a very interesting question from patron Paul, counselor in the UK. He's had several encounters of late diagnosed ADD patients with whom he has initially seen due to issues with home and work life. So he will see people who have issues and then later on discover, maybe they have been suffering from ADD or ADHD their entire life and they've never been diagnosed and never been treated, and they have all sorts of complications around this because not only because of the condition, but also because of not being diagnosed and not treated. He wrote, "I would be grateful if you could cover mechanisms employed to cope with or conceal inattentive behavior, covert narcissism, isolation, addiction, denial, and the effect on relationships." Patron Paul, counselor in the UK, is a very smart dude to ask about such things because adult ADHD concerns all these things and many, many other things. So today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the diagnosis of ADHD, which is really quite complicated and I think vastly misunderstood in the general public. Also want to talk about overdiagnosis. So there's both, ADHD is very strange because there's both an overdiagnosis and an underdiagnosis, which I will get into. I'll talk about the prevalence, the causes, a little bit about the brain, and I'll talk mostly about the effects that ADHD has on people's lives, what the research shows. How does ADHD affect people as adults? What kinds of things? Because ADHD is one of those conditions that has been researched in my field thousands of times, and so there's a lot of data, and there's a lot of things to talk about. I'll also talk about treatment, medication, psychotherapy, coaching, systemic treatment, family therapy, this kind of thing. So I'll go into that as much as I can. This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I am chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. Sorry to you non-patrons. If you want to hear this podcast and the tens of other premium episodes, you must become a patron of the podcast first. It's not hard to do. You just go to patreon.com. It might require you going to your computer. I'm guessing you can do it on your phone as well. But you go to patreon.com and you become a patron of the podcast. And it's wonderful to be a patron. You become a part of our team. And we love having you in the fold. And we communicate more with you. We have events. And you're just, there's only a few hundred people that are in the patron group. So it's a small enough group so that it feels like a community of people that I get to know well and all of us get to know well. So please go to patreon.com and become a patron now if you haven't already. Also know that 20% of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support. So you know that you're also doing something good for the world.